Hello, how can I help you today?
Hi there. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, just exploring how well your system handles casual chats like this. So what can you tell me about your AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI.
I haven't heard much about Acme Plumbers specifically, but it sounds like you've got some interesting partnerships. Could you share a bit about what your platform does and how it helps companies like them?
I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping the conversation natural and engaging. How does your AI handle those challenges differently? Does it adapt to different customer moods or preferences?
Tell me more about how you currently handle reaching prospects and keeping conversations engaging.
Sure thing. Well, many companies rely on a mix of cold calls, emails, and sometimes chatbots, but those can feel a bit robotic or pushy. The real challenge is making each interaction feel personal and natural, like a real conversation. How does your AI create that human touch? Does it learn from past calls to improve over time?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future sounds exciting. I picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, with conversations that feel genuinely human and build trust quickly. Sales teams would spend less time chasing cold leads and more time closing deals. How do you help make that vision a reality?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By a steady stream, I mean consistently getting leads who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile, not just random contacts. That's important because it saves time and resources. Your team can focus on closing deals instead of sorting through unqualified prospects. How does your AI identify and prioritize those quality leads?
Tell me more about how your team currently sorts and prioritizes leads.
Well, typically, teams use CRM systems with scoring rules based on factors like engagement, company size, or past interactions. But it can get overwhelming, and sometimes good leads slip through the cracks. Does your AI integrate with CRMs to help automate and improve that sorting process?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back. Nice. Well, a big challenge is definitely scaling personalized outreach without burning out the sales team. Also, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale can be tough. How does your AI handle high volumes while still sounding human and responsive?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and keeping conversations natural are affecting the business right now?
Scaling personalized outreach without losing that natural touch can lead to missed opportunities and lower conversion rates if not done right. It can also strain your sales team, causing burnout and slower follow-ups. That impacts revenue and customer satisfaction. How does your AI balance volume with quality and conversations?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and slower follow-ups are impacting your revenue and customer satisfaction?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean potential customers slip away before they even get a chance to engage, which directly hits revenue by shrinking your sales pipeline. Slower follow-ups can frustrate interested leads, making them lose trust or turn to competitors, which hurts customer satisfaction and long-term loyalty. Does your AI help speed up and personalize follow-ups to keep leads engaged?
Wow. It sounds like missed opportunities and slower follow-ups are really holding you back and causing frustration. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer. But I'm actually here to test your AI capabilities today, so I won't be scheduling a demo. If you have any questions or want to know more about Dasha's platform, I'm happy to chat. Otherwise, for demos or detailed info, folks can reach out directly to support at dasha.ai. How else can I assist you today? Gotcha.